Today's podcast is on sweeteners. A sweetener is anything that is added to food to increase the sweetness or to, as some people call it, improve the taste. Sweeteners are broken down into two categories. There are nutritive sweeteners, which are any sweetener we could derive any sort of calories from, and non-nutritive sweeteners. These are artificial sweeteners that trick your taste buds, making you think you're eating sugar, but you're not. And an interesting thing is there have been some studies that show when you take a lot of artificial sweeteners, you actually increase calorie absorption because your body's like, hey, I'm eating all these sweet things and not getting any calories. I need to eat more, obviously. Let us look at the sweetness scale. And I'll talk about the sweetness scale for the nutritive sweeteners first. We'll talk about the non-nutritive ones when we deal with the non-nutritive sweeteners. And sucrose is called 1. That is, this is an arbitrary scale, and all sweetness is referred back to sucrose as our baseline, because that is table sugar. Anything above 1 is more sweet than sucrose. Anything below 1 is less sweet than sucrose. Fructose, for example, has a sweetness rating of 1.3. That means it is more sweet than sucrose. However, the other sugar in sucrose, which is glucose, is 0.07. So the two even out at about 1. What this also means is you don't want to put straight glucose into your coffee because it will not taste as sweet. You'll think something is wrong. Now, let's look at another disaccharide, maltose. Maltose has a sweetness rating of 0.4. That means less than half as sweet as sucrose. And that makes sense. Whenever you drink a beer that's malty, it does not taste sweet at all. But that maltose is two glucoses put together. That means it will give you calories nonetheless. Lactose, milk sugar. You do not think of milk being sweet. And that's not surprising since lactose has a sweetness rating of 0.2. Now, on the other hand, sugar alcohols, which are our other nutritive sweetener, are also not as sweet as sugar. Their ratings tend to be from 0.6 to 0.9. Generally, the ones in sugarless gum and chocolate, those are 0.9. Others tend to get a little bit lower, like in candies, diet candies, but sugar alcohols don't give you as much sweetness, but they also don't give you as much calories. So sugar. A sugar, again, is any monosaccharide or disaccharide that is added to improve the sweetness of something. Now remember, starch, it's a polysaccharide. Because starch is such a big, bulky molecule, it does not taste sweet. So what do? We put that cheap tomato sauce with high fructose corn syrup in it, and our pasta tastes sweet. Now, high fructose corn syrup, while it's not starch, it's actually half fructose, half glucose. That sounds like a very long chain of sucrose. And that's what the body thinks when you taste it. Ooh, this is sweet. I'm having some sugar. And basically it's broken down rather quickly and converted to glucose and fructose. The liver has no problem converting fructose to glucose. And the reason why it's used is it's cheaper. Corn is subsidized. It is very cheap to produce corn. So, simple like Coca-Cola and Pepsi would rather put high fructose corn syrup in their drinks than sucrose, which is more expensive. Another nice thing is it doesn't form crystals. You can go to the supermarket, buy that $2 maple syrup. It will not form any crystals because it has high fructose corn syrup in it. That real $10 bottle of maple syrup, it will crystallize because it has real sugar in it. Sometimes they put sweeteners in foods you don't think of. Lots of ketchups and barbecue sauce have high fructose corn syrup because we Americans have a sweet tooth, and people think that are in marketing, hey, let's throw fructose in and make it taste better so they'll want to buy our brand. Now, other types of sweeteners out here. Brown sugar is sugar plus molasses. Molasses is what's left over when they refine table sugar. So what they do is they take the molasses remix it with the sugar and give us brown sugar. Has a different texture, has different baking properties. Maple syrup is another sugar. It's maple sap. And it has a high amount of sucrose in it. But since it is real sugar, it will form crystals eventually. It also is very expensive. So that's why a lot of maple syrups are not really maple syrup. They're these confections of high fructose corn syrup. And we can't forget honey. Honey is sucrose mixed with other compounds, basically bee spit. And it forms crystals if you leave it out long enough. And again, if you remember what I mentioned in the previous lecture, that you are not supposed to give honey to newborns because it might have botulism bacteria. But you don't have to worry about that. Your stomach is so acidic, it's going to fry that little bacteria before it could harm you. Now, other sweeteners that are nutritive are sugar alcohols. A sugar alcohol is like sorbitol and xylitol. They have a sweetness just under sucrose, but they only have about 2.6 kilocalories per gram, meaning they have less calories in them than regular sugar. And it takes longer to absorb, and it takes longer for them to be metabolized. Now, if you notice the back of a gum, it says not a low-calorie food. Part of that is because it doesn't want people to rely on that as food because it only has 2.6 calories, which is not enough for you. And also, excess consumption will act as a laxative, which means you'll go right through you. Now, sugar alcohols are used in sugarless gum, breath mints, and some categories. The reason for this is you have those food items in your mouth for a long period of time. You don't want the bacteria going, ooh, sucrose, ooh, glucose, ooh, fructose. They look at that sugar alcohol and they go, what the heck is this? There's no way we could eat this. So it doesn't promote tooth decay. Sucrose, on the other hand, promotes a lot of tooth decay. Cavities were very much unknown until we started to refine sugar. And tooth decay and sugar in our tea have gone hand in hand for the last 250 plus years. And that's the end of the nutritive sweeteners. Let's now talk about sugar substitutes or artificial sweeteners. These tend to be a lot sweeter than regular sugars. So saccharin, it's in sweet and low. It is 300 times as sweet as sucrose. Splenda is 600 times as sweet as sucrose. Equal is 180 times as sweet as sucrose. So you don't need as much of it as you do a regular sweetener. That's why if you take a can of regular soda, it will sink, but if you take a can of diet soda, it floats. So saccharin, it's been around for over 100 years. It is 180 to 200 times as sweet as sugar, or sucrose, and it has no potential risk in humans. Aspartame, it's in NutraSweet, it's composed of the amino acids phenylalanine, and aspartic acid, as well as a methanol group thrown on for good measure. This, like saccharin, bind to your sweet receptors, and you actually think it's sweeter than glucose. So basically, you're tricking the body with this ring structure saying, hey, it's glucose. Now, it does actually give you 4 kilocalories per gram. Wait a minute. That's because it has 2 amino acids in it. And if you recall from the first lecture, they actually have 4 kilocalories a gram. But because it does not have carbohydrates in it, it is called a non-nutritive sweetener, even though it will give you some calories anyways. But the good news of this is it's so much sweeter, you have a lot less in your diet soda than you would high fructose corn syrup. Now, the problem with aspartame, it's not heat stable. You can't bake with it. Some people are sensitive. They complain about headaches, dizziness, and nausea. But there are people that took about 14 cans of diet soda per day or more. So you have to take a lot to actually get those symptoms. Now, there's also a danger. Phenylketonuria. It's a disease where you can't metabolize the amino acid phenylalanine to tyrosine. So it backs up, you can't break it down, you can't get rid of it, and it causes all sorts of problems. But most people that have PKU are tested for it, or most people are tested for PKU when they are infants. So if you have it, you know you have it. And sucralose, which is Splenda. It is 600 times as sweet as sucrose. It is very heat stable, and only a tiny amount actually is digested. The excess is excreted in the feces, which actually means if you eat too much of it, you increase the amount of feces. Now, you probably want to know how this one's made. Most sugars have a hydroxyl group on it, an OH group. That is substituted with a chloride group on each carbon for sucrose. And right now there have been no health studies linked to having a chlorine there, but chlorine is actually a very strong oxidant, so it's probably not the best thing to eat a lot of this one either. So let's look at them side by side. Nutritive sweeteners, our body has a specific receptor for detecting, and our body is able to match calories with the amount of sweet foods that we've eaten them. Our bodies have enzymes that specifically break them down, meaning we're not going to absorb something and our body's not going to be able to deal with it. But they can also add to your total daily count, especially in the form of processed sugars. Now, artificial sweeteners, they trick our body due to similar structures. Our body do not break them down directly. However, enzymes exist that break down sucralose and aspartame. It doesn't add to your daily count. However, some studies show that because of this, your body actually is going to increase your calories because it's going, hey, I'm not getting calories. There's one more artificial sweetener I want to talk about, tegalose. It's an altered form of fructose. It's only 90% sweet as sucrose. And it's used in meal replacement bars, diet sodas, drinks, chewing gums, and it's poorly absorbed, only 1 kilocalories per gram.
What are you doing the whole thing?